Chapter 11. In a 45-minute customer meeting, a salesperson would only share 2 to 4 2-minute insight scenarios. The other 80 to 90% of the meeting would be a dialogue between the buyer and the seller. That's why each insight scenario ends with, "That's enough about client X. What's your story?" And if the customer's buying vision is not clear, the salesperson can use questions to help the buyer fill in the gaps so that it becomes crystal clear. The objective of questions is to help the customer paint their own crystal clear version of the before and after picture. Drilling for pain. In the before picture, you are trying to help the customer to see the problems and costs to their operations in the absence of having your unique capabilities. By helping the buyers to look into their own company, they will be able to determine the financial impact of their problems. An effective question to achieve this goal when you are drilling for pain is to ask, "And then what happens?" If the customer states, for example, that the firm's Excel spreadsheet does not accurately track rebates, the salesperson can then ask, "And then what happens?" The salesperson can then exchange this for, "What's the impact?" or, "And what's the consequence?" Once the salesperson asks this question a few times, the two of them get to the root cause of the problem, and the before picture will emerge with greater clarity. If the salesperson stops at the first question, they may not have created enough contrast. If the salesperson is not able to create contrast, then the buyer will not see value. Once the salesperson has reached the root cause of the problem, the salesperson can then ask a few questions to determine the financial impact of the problem, or the cost of doing nothing about it. These questions should be worked out in advance of the meeting, because in my experience, it is too difficult to create them on the fly. Salespeople should use the most simplistic back-of-the-envelope math. Otherwise, the salesperson is going to be asking questions of the buyer that the buyer will not be able to answer. Drilling for gain. Sometimes buyers are looking to move towards a future destination as opposed to moving away from a problem. They will use phrases such as, "Our goal is to," or "We are looking to." At times like these, you are trying to help the customer paint their own vision of how much better off they would be if they own your product. An effective question to ask when you are drilling for gain is, "What would that allow you to do?" If the customer states that their Excel spreadsheets would accurately track rebates, for example, the salesperson could ask, "If you could accurately track rebates, what would that allow you to do?" The salesperson can ask this question several times as a follow-up until there are no remaining blurs in the afterpicture. Back of the envelope. Some salespeople feel uncomfortable with back of the envelope math because they think it will appear amateurish to the buyer. Without a background in finance, outsiders to finance tend to view the subject as akin to wizardry. But after working on Wall Street for 14 years with a graduate degree in finance, I have learned that finance is mostly made up of educated guesses. When valuing an investment, for instance, you will have to guess what will be the future income stream over the next 5 to 10 years. You'll then have to guess what will be the expenses. Once you subtract the projected expenses from revenue, you have your guesstimate of what will be the before-tax profit. You then need to know what is the present value of the future profit stream. That again requires another guesstimate for the discount rate. Once you've calculated the net present value, you have a way of converting all of your guesswork into a common language of money. This will allow you to compare one investment with another. That's what you are doing with back-of-the-envelope math. The seller, for example, helps the buyer to determine the cost of the problem versus the cost of the solution, plus the risk of change. If the delta is great enough, the buyer will invest in the seller's product before other investments that have to be made. A cynic may say that even if the net present value is not high enough, it is easy for management to massage the guesstimates to produce the desired results. What happens if the seller feels that it is too much work to help the buyer to quantify the value of the seller's product? Well, imagine that the buyer opens their desk drawer and looks at the seller's proposal that arrived yesterday via overnight mail. The buyer looks off into the distance and reflects on the firm's problem. The seller did not have time to drill deep enough to reach the root cause or to quantify the financial impact of the problem. So as the buyer now reads the seller's proposal, the purchase price is shocking. Wow. $225,000 looks awfully big when the buyer compares it to a vague problem. So the buyer puts the proposal into the No Decision Today file and decides to live with the problem. Qualify. Sometimes it is difficult or inappropriate to quantify the impact of gain or pain. Some buyers, for example, are very intuitive, and they do not want to get dragged down into financial analysis. They know it's important and they know they need to make a decision. Rarely in B2B sales is there only one decision maker. So if you cannot quantify, at least try to qualify. Instead of drilling down to the financial impact, you can have the customer rate the importance of the problem or opportunity on a scale of 1 to 10. At least then you will be able to qualify their belief, know how urgent it is, and what its priority is.